Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. It was great chatting with you yesterday. I'm so glad to... We had a chance to chat. Dr. Shealy, is there anything that you would like to share before we get into today's class?
Things that open line.
Okay. Class, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So, Dr. Shealy, last week I had an appointment with my pulmonologist, you know, the semi-annual checkup. And she has this grin on her face, and so do I. She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And she said, no one, and she said it twice, exact same verbiage, no one would believe you're as old as you are. And so I was looking in the mirror today, and I don't have what most people would call wrinkles. I don't have them. You know, at 70 years old, I don't have them. Is that unusual, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is that because I just don't care about things?
Well, maybe you don't worry, Wart.
Well, and I was wondering, could it be cod liver oil that I've been taking since age 11? Could that be?
I don't know. It's partly genetic, of course, and it's partly stress. Stress causes many problems, including wrinkling.
Okay. Well, I remember when we were in Virginia, we would take the children to karate class, you know, after school when they were in the public training camp. And Mrs. Finelli and I would get in the vehicle and we'd race over to the school, and then we'd pick up the children, we'd race over to karate class. And it was probably a 20-something mile, roughly maybe 30-mile trip. And we're always late, always late. And the instructor who ran the dojo, he would, you know, kind of look as if he had a watch on. It's like, you're late. And I go, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. And, you know, it was stressful because I was trying to get the children to be there on time, and I couldn't pull it off. I just couldn't do it. And one day I said to him, I know what the problem is. I got it. I figured it out. It's school. So we'll fix that problem, and we'll take our children out of school. Then we won't be late. And that's what we did. And I'm being serious, class. You know, we took them out for a lot of reasons. That was just one of them. But I guess maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of the public training camp. You know, we figured out that our lives were run by the public school. And there was a lot of stress involved in that. And literally our lives were controlled by the school schedule. You know, the children had to get up at a specific time, have breakfast, get up, wait for the bus, you know, get on the bus, get to school, and then once they got to school, they had to wait for the other children who didn't have breakfast yet, have breakfast in the cafeteria. Then they had to wait for them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely true. And so one day I said to our children, so, you know, if you were homeschooled and you got up at the same time, you could have all of your classes done by probably by 9 o'clock in the morning, because because they waste so much time in the public school, you know, waiting for the bus, riding on the bus, getting off the bus. Then everybody has to go to sit in the homeroom, if you will, and then they wait for the other children to come who are late, and then then everybody has to go to the bathroom, and then it's like nonstop back and forth to the bathroom, the lunchroom, recess, and a little bit of education in the middle. So I figured a couple hours, we could have the whole day's worth of classes done, and so we homeschooled our children. But we eliminated that stress by eliminating the public training camp, and we did not let the school. Absolutely true. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I don't remember knowing that I was a waste of time.
Well, okay. So here's an interesting situation. I was reading this article. And we all know what it is when we hear the answer. But there was this family that was weak, dizzy, nauseous. And so it seemed like everybody in the family was sick. They thought, it's got to be COVID. Got to be. And they went to the doctors. That's a true story, class. I went to the doctors, and they were tested for COVID. No, nope, that was negative. It wasn't that. You know, what is the problem? Why are they throwing up? Why are they lightheaded? Why are they dizzy? Why are they headaches, dizziness, vomiting, exhaustion? Why? And a lot of doctors were having trouble figuring it out. And then one of them thought it might be environmental. Environmental. And that's one of the things that you've been talking about for 11 years on the air with USA Prepares. Environmental toxins, poisons, etc. Things in the air, water, ground, things that you touch, you know, when you're going up and down railings, doorknobs, all of those things. So this the family felt drugged, literally drugged. They were that sick. And so the husband was able to get an appointment, got the COVID test, came back negative. They're trying to figure out what it is. And here's what it was. There was a leak in the flue pipe of a furnace, gas furnace. And carbon monoxide was leaking out of the flue pipe in the basement. And it was traveling through the heating system, you know, when it would be spread around the whole house. It would be picked up by the furnace in the basement, spread around the whole house, and everybody was sick. And they felt better when they were outside, but it took a while to feel better. So the more time that they were sick, the more they'd want to lie down and lie down in the carbon monoxide poisoned house. Dr. Shuley, have you seen that firsthand in any of your patients where an old heating system, the flue pipe, the galvanized steel flue pipe, either rotted through or came loose or something like that, and family was...
I have not been aware of it with these symptoms or finding this. Mm-hmm. But it must happen, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, people commit... suicide by poisoning themselves, you know. Class, don't do this. I mean, they've used carbon monoxide poisoning to commit suicide, and so this family was killing themselves because of their heating system. So I suggest to you, I mean, we're still using a little bit of heat now. We're going into the warmer months, but you might want to go and look at your heating system, and the place to look. Is where if you have a gas furnace, oil you would smell this awful oily smell that it will make you choke. But carbon monoxide from a gas furnace, whether it be propane or natural gas, is colorless and odorless, so you can't smell it. But you can certainly succumb to it. So you check your furnace and you look at the flue pipe, and it's this galvanized pipe. It may be 6 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches in diameter, 4 inches in diameter, and it generally rises upward. And at the point where the direction of the gas changes, so if it goes up and then turns 90 degrees, and then goes up and then turns 90 degrees, where it turns is where the damage to the pipe usually is. That's where the rot in the pipe, the galvanized pipe, typically manifests. So take a look there. And if you have a weak connection, if you have some rust, you probably should replace that flue pipe. And it's held in with sheet metal screws. So typically 3 sheet metal screws around the perimeter of the joint where 2 pipes join together. So that's my recommendation, that you check your flue for your heating system. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about that?
Always be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. And class, it's not just a furnace. Let's say you have a natural gas hot water heater. Okay? Or a propane hot water heater. Same thing. And sometimes, if you have a small chimney, animals at the top of the chimney can build a nest. They can build a nest and plug up the chimney. And if the chimney doesn't draft properly, it won't, the rising of the hot gases up through the chimney won't be able to pull up the lower gases up the chimney. And it'll back up into the basement or wherever your heating system or hot water heater is. So you need to check, and typically you can use a mirror and a flashlight and look at the clean out in the chimney and look and see if you can see, you know, daylight during daylight hours. Make sure your chimney is unobstructed. I suggest you consider doing that. You can certainly go into the basement and feel around the... there's usually a hood right above the hot water heater. It's like a domed hood that allows fresh air to go up the chimney all the time as well. And you can, when your hot water heater is running, if you feel hot gases coming out of that little hood that's about 3 or 4 inches above the hot water heater, or the one that's just above your gas furnace, if you can feel any heat coming out of there, you've got an obstruction. You need to jump on fixing that right away. Okay, those are my thoughts. So, Dr. Shealy, about the lack of wrinkles, I attribute that somewhat to, it's eating well, trying to eat well, avoiding, no smoking, no drugs, trying to avoid stress, cod liver oil, and the things that that you do in your health regimen. And, Cus, if you're not eating right, you can start eating right today. You absolutely can. And I'm thinking that as we go further down the drain with the genocide, more and more people are going to do what we used to do. And that is, we will be eating home-cooked meals. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be eating less out of a box and adding water and throwing it in the microwave. We're going to be doing less of that. We're going to be doing less of heating meals in a plastic tray and heating them in the microwave. And we're going to be doing, you know, less frozen lasagna, less frozen casseroles, less frozen Salisbury steaks. We're going to be making those ourselves, the way we used to do it back in the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, etc. I'd love to hear your comments about that, Dr. Shealy. Do you think we're going back to the way we used to, which was a much better way of doing it than having factories make our food? We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got an email, nice email, from Linda Sperling in Boca Raton, Florida. And I passed it on to Kathy and Gwyneth. And it's a wonderful email about the impact of USA Prepares. And Dr. Shuley, we're getting emails now that people are saying that they're glad that they've found us, they've tuned in, they've taken heed to the things that we've been saying, they believed us, and they found out that we are right. And so I'll be reading that email on Wednesday. It's a fairly long email. But we talked about what you need to get. If you think you need to get it, you should get it soon. We talked about that at the beginning of the genocide. And she mentions a bunch of our instructors and how thankful she is that she has taken our advice, follow our footsteps in doing the kinds of things that we do. And one of the things that she asked me was, she asked about GDP, because I use GDP in my vocabulary, and she was wondering what that means, because gross domestic product comes to mind, but that's not what I mean when I say GDP. Class, when I say GDP, it stands for Generally Dumb Public, GDP. And they're everywhere. And they outnumber us by 99.9 to 1. And and I'm not kidding. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, two major studies showed that only 2.5% of Americans have the basic essential habits, which means that 97.5% are too stupid to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're talking about not smoking, not drinking to excess, not being overweight by self-indulgence and gorging. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to ask you about. So factory food, factory meals compared to home cooking. Now, back in the 1960s, there was just probably in the late 50s was the beginning of what was called TV dinners. And a TV dinner was an aluminum tray and had different compartments. It had one big compartment. So it might be a Salisbury steak in the big compartment. And then you might have mashed potatoes in one of the corners, and you might have green beans or corn or mixed vegetables in the other corner. And it had an aluminum foil wrapped top to this more substantial aluminum tray. And you'd peel the top a little bit, put it in the oven, not the microwave oven, the electric or gas oven, and heat it for 30 minutes, and then you would have a semi-instant meal. And that was kind of the beginning of let's make it easy and fast rather than make it, you know, nutritious and good for you. So that was the beginning, and over time we've had more and more of faster. So now, instead of an aluminum tray with a foil top, it is a plastic bowl. You just pop it in the microwave oven, and 4 or 5 minutes later, you have a Marie Callender's pot pie, something like that. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about fast factory foods versus the way we used to eat with the typical pyramid of foods in a food groups?
Poison.
Do you think we can get back?
Well, I mean, people live but are not healthy eating junk.
When I was dating Mrs. Finelli, I used to love to go over to her house. She lived in the same town. I'd drive, it was a rural, hardly anybody lived there, town. And I'd love going over there because her mother was a dietitian, and she worked at a hospital where she was a dietitian. And so it was always a main course, which might have been meat. It could have been steak. It could have been a meatloaf. But there was always vegetables. There was always a salad. And to top it off, there was always some kind of like an apple pie or something like that for dessert. And who eats like that today? Who actually spends that amount of time to prepare a real meal with a real salad with tomatoes and olives and you know, salad dressing? Who does that, right? Hardly anybody. Let's talk about that a little more when we come back.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, including, as I mentioned in that op-ed that you referred to, something called inherent guarantees. Now, people may remember that the Iranians were insisting that Biden commit that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible. But they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States. So to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of to be sure because the administration has kept it so hidden, it just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Norm is in Norman, Shealy, shealy.com. And you can go there and peruse the website, and you can get some health tips. You can order the same vitamins, minerals, and supplements that I buy right there. Dr. Shealy, have you heard of a promotion code for the PEMF device, your PEMF device on your website? Has that made it to your desk?
Yes. Well, our business consultant arranges it, not I, but it's
Okay. Well, with your permission, if you'd like me to, I have a promotion that I wanted to broach that subject for years and years and years. That, you know, as part of USA for Paris, a part of our family of students and instructors, that boy, it'd be great if we had a discount for, you know, just us. And Lou Cassidy sent me an email over the weekend that there is one, and with your permission, I can share with the class what that is, but if you don't want me to, I won't. But I tested it, and it works.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. So, class, if you would like to get the same pulse electromagnetic frequency device that I use, that Lou Cassidy uses, that Dr. Sheila uses, that Kathy uses, Joey has the equivalent of the neighborhood needle with his PEMF device. He shares it with family, so it makes the circuit. And so he has one and has been doing this for years, as do I. I share it with everybody in our household here. So Marty Barrett has one. So if you'd like, you can save $200 on it. And the promotion code when you go to Dr. Sheila's website is Vinny 200. And there are a bunch of different ways of spelling Vinny. I know at least two of them. But it's the one with the Y, V-I-N-N-Y 200, and it will get you $200 off. I tested it yesterday when I first learned about it, and it works. So I'm not part of the enterprise that manufactures this. I am just one of the first people to try it, and I absolutely positively believe it works. So it's Vinny. V-I-N-N-Y 200, Vinny 200, and you get $200 off. You can't stack discounts, but you can take advantage of this. Dr. Sheila, I wanted to mention the PEMF device and my attraction to it. This is something that I've experienced, and I'm wondering if others have experienced the same thing, especially you. I don't want to be without it, Dr. Sheila, so I have it right next to the bed, and when I lie down, I reach for it, I hook it up, I put it on my chest, and it's kind of a, I won't say it's an addiction, but it makes me feel so good that I don't want to be without it. And I'm very serious, Dr. Sheila. Do you see the same thing?
Well, yes, I actually sleep with two coils, one under my head,
okay,
and one under my low back.
Okay.
Don't whammy.
So you have a new one with two coils?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yes.
And is this in prototype mode, or is it available?
Well, it's one with a cell. It's available.
Okay. Okay. And can you tell us what the benefits are for having two coils as compared to the one coil?
Well, you get twice as much exposure to these frequencies. And these frequencies are, I mean, I use the general sweep all the time practicing, because it works. The body has certain frequencies in concert with the Earth. The Earth actually has 7.83 cycles per, and this goes from 7.83 to 7 times that. Sweeps every 10 minutes. And these are frequencies we've found to be normal and healthy.
Well, I can tell you, I'm very serious, class. Before I lie down, if I decide I'm going to watch some kind of a video, and I'm not talking about television, I'm talking about video, something that I consider educational, I can lie down and put the PEMF device on my chest, and for, let's say, an hour, or if I'm going to go to sleep, much longer, but I'll put it on. But when I look at the bed, first thing I do is I look for the PEMF device, which is right next to the bed. And I want to do it. My body is telling me to do it. And I do. And I feel better. So if I overdo it outside in the farm and I'm sore and my chest hurts from, you know, doing what I guess I think I'm like 20 years old or something, and and I overdo it all the time, all the time. No matter what it is, I don't stop until I get hurt. And so that's pretty much everything. Lifting more than I should. I mean, I do stuff that guys my age don't do. Even guys that consider themselves really healthy. I mean, I do a lot of work here at the farm. But in the evenings, I'll put this on, and I want to put it on. And there's an attraction that it has to me, and I have to it, and I want to do it. And I think I would be at a loss, Dr. Shealy, without having it. I'm being very serious. I don't know how to express this, and I've never said this before, not even to my family, but I would be at a loss without it. Has anyone expressed that to you?
I feel the same in many respects. I never a day without it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. So, class, if you'd like to go to Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. By the way, we don't have commercials. USA Prepares does not do commercials. This is an endorsement. I actually believe in this so much that I talk about it. I don't receive any compensation. I never have. But I have been part of the original few who had a prototype. I believe a prototype. Dr. Shealy, did I have a prototype? So I had one of the earliest machines, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Okay. And thank you, Dr. Shealy. That was very, very kind of you and Lou. Okay, so class, now you know. I just found out, as you did, that it really was a prototype. I believed it was, but so the one I had, the first PEMF device that I had was handmade. It was Lou Cassidy soldered it and manufactured it under Dr. Shealy's protocol of how it should work. Okay, and Dr. Shealy, the scaler device, I've got one running in the kitchen. And the reason it's running in the kitchen, we have a built-in bookcase, and our kitchen is twice as long as it is wide, and it's aimed at everybody who's in the kitchen. So the kitchen is the meeting place. We figure out who's going to do what, when, where, why, and how, and every day, and long-range planning as well. We eat our meals in there. We have family meetings, you know, three times a day at least, and so it's the center of activity. So I have the scaler device in there, and I have one in the bedroom. Can you describe what the scaler does, S-C-A-L-A-R, does for us, most people?
It reduces free radicals. Free radicals are the byproduct of cellular death. The cell wall is made of a fatty substance, and it goes through metabolism and comes out in the urine as a free radical. And the average person has a free radical production of 3. It can go as high as 5. And the ideal is less than 1. And the exposure for an hour a day reduces free radical production by 80%. So I've been doing it for a number of years now, and I plan on continuing.
And Dr. Shealy, what is the medical proof that you have that you can definitively say that this device reduces free radicals?
It's a urine test. Mm-hmm. You can do it any time of day because, you know, you always have cells dying. But apparently less cells die when you're exposed to adrenoscalin.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Shuley, then, what about going barefoot? So, since you mentioned the frequency of the Earth being 7.83 cycles per second, what about, you know, when the weather is conducive and, you know, there aren't pathogens and hazards in the soil, what about going out in the summertime barefoot? I'm not talking about on the sidewalk where people spit and urinate and whatever else they do. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about in your own yard where there's no Roundup and there's no weed and feed that's been applied that can poison you. But, you know, let's say you have a safe area to walk around barefoot. Will that help as well?
Absolutely. No question about it. The problem is that most people don't have, if you live in an apartment, mostly in a city, you don't have access to real soil.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is that the foot needs to actually come in contact with the soil?
Yes.
Okay. And for how long would you recommend, if someone wants to try this, how long should they spend barefoot, you know, in the sun and barefoot per day?
An hour.
Okay. 1 hour per day. Okay. Very good. And will they start to feel benefits of this, you know, within a reasonable amount of time? Will they notice it?
I think most people will feel more energy.
Okay. Now, what about shoes? For example, we have transitioned in the United States back in the 1950s, the 60s, and kind of going into maybe the 70s. If you got a quality pair of shoes, I'm talking about leather shoes, class, they were made with leather soles and rubber heels. But the leather soles, the moisture in your feet would make them somewhat slightly conductive. We'll talk about, did that make a difference when we come back, versus rubber.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shilley, Americans have transitioned from leather footwear, what we used to have back in the 1950s, well, before the 1950s, the 60s, and into the 70s with leather soles. We've transitioned into rubber soles and rubber heels. We used to have leather soles and rubber heels, and you replaced the heels when they wore out, and you replaced the soles with, you know, replacement leather soles. And we actually used to have people who were shoemakers, and they would rebuild shoes. Well, we have left that, and for, you know, plastic sneakers that look like they might be leather, they look like they might be fabric, depending on which kind you get, and we have insulated ourselves from the ground. Is there a difference between the leather soles and moisture from the feet, making the soles somewhat conductive to the fully insulative properties of rubber soles? Are we going the wrong way?
Definitely.
Okay, are we going the wrong way?
Well, ideally, there would be significant, you know, most of us, if you're inside a house, it would not matter, because the house, the floor is not grounded. Mm-hmm. But if you spend any amount of time outside, it would make a difference.
Okay. So the best shoes that I have, actually they're boots, leather boots, have leather soles. But you really have to look for them because, you know, if you just go to one of those big box footwear places, they hardly have any of those. They're all plastic imported Chinese, you know, footwear. Okay. I'm looking up right now the kind of boots that I have. Let's see. Let's see if it comes up. So, doing a search. I just went to eBay. Okay. Yeah. They're there. But looks like a lot of them have rubber soles. Okay, and that, if you want to look at them, class, that's Thursday. Thursday Boot Company, but they're rubber soles. They're rubber soles, at least the ones I've found. So it looks like we're going to be kind of out of luck, even in good quality footwear for leather soles. Okay, Dr. Shilley, lower back pain. Some people have lower back pain, and typically for an annual checkup, that's one of the questions I'm asked. You know, any back pain. What's that all about?
Well, of course, the greatest movement of the spine in general is the L5-S1, lower the lumbar spine into the sacrum. Those joints bear more wear and tear than any others in general, unless you have a lot of head exercise. So you are going to put a strain on that, and the disc degenerates and eventually even begins to calcify. So it's a weak point.
Okay, so is it indicative of any disease if you have lower back pain, like kidney problems, liver problems?
No, necessarily. It's just pain, and if it gets bad enough, it could cause weakness to the legs.
Okay, I remember when I was a child, I would have checkups. You know, as a regular, I guess maybe an annual type checkup, and the doctor would press his fingers into my lower, below my ribs, and he'd have me cough, and he would look for indications of pain. What was that about?
Well, it increases the strain, if you will, of those joints. They're called facet joints, each vertebra with a connection below has what's called a facet, and I learned in the early 70s how to help a lot of that pain by destroying the nerve supply to the facet joints, which doesn't impair sensation anywhere except in the facet joint.
So once that nerve area is destroyed, it can't come back, right? It's permanent? Okay. Is there any risk in doing that, destroying the nerves that tell the body when it hurt itself?
Well, no. As far as I could tell, I did thousands of them, blocking the nerves. I did set joints that were worn. You know, they were already wearing here. And so just taking away the pain doesn't harm anything.
Is there a way that those joints could either be rebuilt or lubricated so they wouldn't hurt so much?
I don't know any way of regenerating them.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back after these top-of-the-hour commercials and news announcements. And I've got some questions about the Copper Pyramid. Dr. Shealy uses a Copper Pyramid, has built one, and house temperatures above and below 70 degrees. What is better for health? And ultraviolet light.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.